Yeah. So it's not good to do more than you're supposed to. Om Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Om Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakaporo, Hed Yid Kemar Shemano, regular person when he davens, that's the way we just said, that the Kohen was to bow down so far four times. Kohen Gadol, what about a Kohen Gadol when he davens Shemon Esrei? Tesoyit Kol Brocha Brocha. The end of all Shemon Esrei, every Brocha, he has to bow down. So Trashi, Kohen Gadol, Zodka Brocha, the Pshat is, Kol Mashu Gadol B'yoyster, the more choshev the person is, the more gdul he has, Sorech Lach Niyali Hashpalatzmai, he has to be mashpal himself, like show he still has achnor to the Eibishter. But the more he can be a bagaizen, then I'm a Kohen Gadol, I'm a great person. No, you have to bow down more than a regular person. And the biggest kibbutz there is the Melech. So Gemara via Melech, that's the biggest covenant klayus film. Tchila kol brocho brocho, v'soyf kol brocho brocho. That's the first man diyama. He has to bow down at the beginning and the end of every brocho. Omer Rav Yitzchak ben Achmenu the D. I hold like this. Varshali mined Rav Shmuel Levi. I hold over from Shmuel Levi. This is the state of how you're supposed to bow down. Hed yid k'moy shemanu. Just the beginning of the first bracha, beginning and end, and by might in the beginning and the end. Kohen Gadol tchila kol bracha bracha. He bows down the beginning of every bracha bracha. No, the Goyim puts in the word the Seif also. Professor is Mustafa like that. Kohen Gadol has to bow down at the beginning and at the end of every brocha. HaMelech, he says, what does the Melech do? Kivin Shekara, when he bowed down at the beginning, when he said Baruch, the first Baruch of Shemon Esrei, Shuvayin is like, if he doesn't get up, the whole Shemon Esrei, he has to daven bowing down to Melech. Shenema v'ik, Chalai Shloimel Ispalel, Kom Lofnei Mezbech Hashem Rechoy Abirkov. After he got finished davening, then he first got up from bowing down our birkav on his knees. Mashma Melech, but he has the biggest most covered, because possible to become a big Balgaivinik, he has to have mashpul himself the most to the Eibishter. Trashi ain't a zoikif atche yigma. Komlof name is Zech Hashem Mechroya, Reish de Krovi, Kachal Estoymel is Palo, Lohada Ka Mechroya. So Mashma, he was bowing down the whole time until he finished the Shemon Esrei. Tana Rabbonin. Kido, I'm old as a mitzvah. Kido, what does that mean? Alapayim. Supposed to bow down on your face. Your face should reach the ground. Shenema vatikoid basheva apayim oritz. She bowed her face, reach the ground. Kriya, I'm old in it to bow down. That's alverkayim. You have to go down on your knees. Shenema mechroya alvirkov. He bowed down alvirkov on his knees. Hishtachavo, I'm old as an Indian to be hishtachavo. What does that mean? Zuposhet yodayim v'raglayim. That means spreading yourself out altogether on the floor, yodayim v'raglayim. Shenemar hova nova ani v'yemecha, v'yachecha lishtachavo yislecho orta. Well, bow down orta z'trashi, loshim mishtateach mashma. Mashma flat out on the ground. That's hishtachavo. Omer Rab Chiya b'reid rafuna, chazino luhu l'abayev rova. I used to say abayev rova, z'matli atluyim. All they used to do was just lean down. Trashi matlat luye kishenayful na pneim. When you used to suppose that halacha is brought down by tachanun, that we say tachanun after Shemon Esrei, we're neiful al pneim. So chura, you should have to make an emes tishtachavo. You should have to bow down with a pishu yadarim v'raglaim also. So the halacha is not like that. That we said like Abayev Rova did. They didn't mamish bow down. No, all they did was just matlat luye. Rashi kishneifun al pneim used to fall down on their face. Ain't pushing yodayim v'raglayim. They did not mamish fall straight down on the floor with a pishud yodayim v'raglayim. And lamatan al tadeim. They only lead down to the side like we do when we say tachanun. Toni chod hakareya b'hoido harezem mishubach. If you bow down when you say moedin, it's a good thing. That's what we passed him. So we said before. The tani yidach, another verse says harezem meguna. It's not a good thing to do. Is lakasha. Gemara ho betchilo ho besoif. One is at the beginning. If you bow down at the beginning, it's good. If you bow down at the end, it's no good. So here it's a to what we had before. Before we had, we're supposed to bow down by the first bracha tchilo besoif and by do by tchilo besoif. So how could you say now to Dovah Maguna to bow down at the end? Therefore, Rav Yishan, the Miri, and the Rashba all learn hado here means mojim de rabbonin. It means by chazar tashatz. When it comes to Moedim, the Rabbonin, all you're supposed to bow down is just by when you say Moedim, and when the Shir Tziva says Barucha, the Barucha, nobody bows down. That's the Dovah Maguna to bow down the Seif of Moedim, the Rabbonin. But of Adam, when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, that was the Gemara before. When you say Moedim at the beginning, when you say Barim Ovel, Hatzor Shimplah, Bona Lodoy, it's supposed to bow down also. But here, by Moedim the Rabbon, it's another Maguna to bow down. Hobbit Chilu Hobbistoy. So the Gemara, Rova, Korob, Hoido, Chilu Bistoy. Rova talk about down the beginning of the end. Amrilei Rabbonin, Amai Kovet Marhochi, how come you're doing this? We just told before, it's a dozen Maguna to do it. Omalohu, he said over Chazin le Rav Nachman, I saw Rav Nachman, the Korah. I saw Rav Nachman bow down the beginning and the end. The Chazin le Rav Ashi, the Ko'av di Hochi. I saw that he, Rav Ashi also, Rosheshes also bowed down, Rosheshes, bowed down the beginning and the end. I, for the Gemara Batanya, Kareya by Doa, raised the Maguna. We said if you bow down by Doa, it's not a good thing. So we said the beginning it is good, but the end is no good. So how can you doing the beginning and the end? And the Gemara, they learned Bahoidor Shebahalo. In Bahalo, when you say Hoidor, there it's not nice to bow down. For a time you learn, HaKareya Bahoidor, Uvaidor Shehalo, HaRezeh Maguna. You see, it says two things. You shouldn't bow down when you're saying Halo, and you also should not bow down when you say Hoidor. They're both not nice. So how come you, Rav Sheshes, bow down twice by Hoidor? And the Gemara, Kitanya, where do we say it's a Dovah Maguna? For Hoidor is the Bruch HaSamozen. When you're benching, there if you bow down, that's a double maguna. But Shankar writes that he holds even by Moedim de Rabbonin then, an Indian to bow down the beginning and at the end. It's only maguna to bow down either by the Hoidor of Halel and the Hoidor of Birchas HaMozin. But the Hoidor of Shemoneh Esrei, he held this mutter to bow down the beginning and the end. The nice that we only bow down by Moedim de Rabbonin, the beginning of Moedim de Rabbonin. More than that, we don't bow down. Shrashi betchilo kareya, chazin le Rav Nachman de Korah, tchilo v'soif. Vohidor the Halel, Hoidul Hashem Kitoy. As Vohidul Hashem Kitoy, they used to bow down. So that's the Mishnah. Hamispalel is some of the Shliach Tzibur is davening, Vitoy, and he makes a mistake. He skips the bracha, he makes a mistake. For some see in the Gemara which bracha? Simin Raloi, it's a bad simin for the Shliach Tzibur. It's a bad simin for the person's davening. Look here. Hamispalel, come in, you're davening for yourself. Or Yochid davening. The toy, you make a mistake, it's Simon Rallo, it's a bad Simon for you. If he's a Shliach Tzibur now, then it's a Simon Ra L'Sholcha. It's a Simon Ra for the whole Tzibur. Why? When you send out the Shliach Tzibur, he's like davening for you. So if he made a mistake, it's right, it's something bad for you also. Omru Halava Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Show you Mispalal ala Chaylev. He used to daven for Chaylev, somebody was sick. He used to ask him, please daven for them. The Oimer, and he would say right after the tefillah, Zechai v'zemeit. Right after he got finished davening, he would tell the person, you know, this person is going to get healed up tomorrow, or this person is not going to be healed up. Omalei, so Tamidim ask him, Minayin atiyadeya, how do you know this? Are you a Novi? Omalehem, no, I'm not a Novi. No, the pshat is like this, in shkur with tefillah, so the theme is that when I'm davening, the tefillah comes out very fluently from my mouth, is Yodeya Nishu Mekuvah. I know the Eibach is Mekabel the Tefillah, and then I know that he'll be Chai, he'll live. The Yimlav, if I see it comes out of my mouth hard, it doesn't come out so fluently, Yadeya Nishu Maturus. I know that the Tefillah is not being Mekubel in Shemayim, and the male is going to be amazed. Rashi, Im Shkure in Sedura Tefillah Sebefi, Vim Rutsa, V'eni Nichshol, I don't make any mistakes, Nasi Noivas Malibi, and Atachna, it comes out of my heart. LT to my mouth, komash and yichovas. If I want to say lara fatachlunim, it's a good simin, so I know he's going to be a chai. Mashenki, if it comes out hard, shumaturah hachoyla. The chayla is maturah like he's going to be a mace. Mashenacha torfim letzfilos mefonim, as if to say that not makabo my tefillah klayman. Hatzfilah is follow a love muturefes. The tefillah that I'm davening for this chayla is like thrown away. Well, true to me, menu v'yena mukabelis. It's Torah, like I'm mixed up now, I see I can't daven well for him. The male of that field is not going to be Mekuvah. So we'll soon see the Pesukim, the Gemara, how we knew this. So the Gemara, hi. So Drashti means, Veheicha, or Ve'ezem in Abrocha, Sevitoria Simon Ra. Which Brocha, if you make a mistake, you say it's a Simon Ra for you, and if you're Shliach Tzibur, it's a Simon Ra for those Tzibur. Omer Abchia, Omer Abthafra, Mishum Chad, Devei Rav, Theovis. It means the first Brocha. First Brocha, if you say it dead, it's a Simon Ra. The Drashi Ba'ovis, Shutchilas Tatfilo, that's the first Bracha Shemoneh Esrei. Remesu Shein Chofetz Bo. If you make a mistake there, this Hashem is telling you, I don't want you. Like, your tefillah is no good. Ika Demastin Lo Abraisa. Some learn this sin on the Brachas Ovis on Abraisa. Braisa says, before you start davening, Sorech Shechaven Es Levi, Bekulon. Betchila, you have to have Kavona throughout the whole Shemoneh Esrei. V'meinu Yochol Lechaven Bekulon, if you can't have Kavona. But this means the Pirush Shamilus of the whole Shemoneh Esrei is Shechaven Es Levi B'yachas. I call upon him one bracha you have to have kavona to know the Pirush Hamilus. Now which bracha do you have to have? B'dieved, Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rav, Safron, Mishrim Chad, Devei Rebbe B'yobus. Means the first bracha. That the first bracha you have to have kavona Pirush Hamilus. If you don't have kavona, you're not yotze. But the rest of Shemoneh Esrei Metchil you're supposed to have. But if you don't have, you're still yotze. The Tosfos says also, third Tosfos, Yechav Liba B'yachas Men. As we have before, loyal a person yomod adam should test himself. Lord yomod adam daito, you should check out yourself before you start davening. If you know you can have kavana now daven, if you know you can't have kavana now, you're very torrid. You have a lot of things in your mind. You can't have kavana. Don't daven. So which bracha does it mean to check yourself out? The same thing. Yesh tefara shosunami biachas mehem and on the brachas of others. That means if you know a koponim, you could have kavono with the first bracha, then you should daven. Lo yisu, you're so torrid, mamash, and you can't have any kavono, even the first bracha, then you shouldn't daven. Patr? Well, if you patr, lemaisa, we don't patr yourself. Lemaisa, we always say that, Heinz, we don't have that much kavono, so to be a bagaivinik to say you can't have kavono. So our races, we have to try our best always. Right? Omu olav rabbi chanina. The Mishnah says in the chanina, he was able to tell if somebody's going to live or going to die. So how did he himself know this, that he could tell whether the Dibur comes out fluently or not? Over Rabbi Shur Balevi, the Pasuk says, Yom HaKro, Boire Nivs Vosoyim, Shalom Shalom Merochet Lakor. Because Baruch Hu created Nivs Vosoyim, the Dibur that comes out of your mouth. That means there's a Koyach in the Dibur that Shalom Shalom Merochet Lakor. He could tell if there'll be Shalom of people that are close to people that are Rochet. I mean, you could tell from the way the Dibur comes out of your mouth what's going to be. Rashi Bore Niv Svasoyim Kishaniv of Briya Ba'odam, when the Dibur is strong by a person, it comes out good, Oz Muftach Ala Sholem, then you know there'll be Sholem. So if he saw his tefillah was coming out fluently from his mouth, he knew there'll be Sholem. But Hashem, if it didn't come out fluently, he knew there wouldn't be Sholem. Omer Hashem Yerufosim, Hashem will make a refuah. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechidim. Kol ha-neviyim kula lo nisnabu el lamasi bita lo tam l'chochem. His neviyim used to say about the schar you're going to get for doing mitzvahs. They talk about the schar tam l'chochem again. That what kind of tam l'chochem? Only that somebody that marries off his daughter to a tam l'chochem. Or else le'oisef ha-mafti o tam l'chochem. You do good business with the tam l'chochem. Le'mahana tam l'chochem min l'chosem. Or else you let a tam l'chochem come into your house and you let him have hanor from your l'chosem what you own. Avot Talmud Chochem Atzmoi, but the Indian of a Talmud Chochem itself, that the pasuk says, Ayin Larosa Lakim Zuloscha. Nobody saw Talmud Chochem only the Yevishter. Yasel Mechakeloi. Hashem is waiting for people that are waiting to see it. It means Olam Habo, you'll see it. For in this world, we can't see it. Shrashi Leinis Nabu means Hatoyves Anachomis. Is what the Nevi'im said about the good things Nachomis would come out, only talking about the sky you would get for marrying off and helping out a Talmud Chochem. For the Talmud Chochem himself, that they don't talk about. Ayin Larosa, Leniris. Nobody saw it. Leniglis Lashum Novi. Because Baruch was not in the gala, the schar of a Talmud Chochem, to anybody. So Mashiach speaks out the means that there's an Indian of schar b'olam hazeh, and the Indian of schar b'olam habo. So schar you get b'olam hazeh, that they could talk about how good it will be in this world. For the Talmud Chochem Atzu means his schar is to get b'olam habo, that they never saw. V'yom Rabbi Chiya Barab, Om Rabbi Yechim, Kol HaNeviyim Kulan LaNisnabo LeMoisa Mashiach. All that Yeshayo, the Neviyim, spoke about what has to be good, is only about the Moisa Mashiach. Avul Olam Habo, again, Olam Habo is the union of Ruchnias, of one of the Neshamas, that they never spoke about. Is Ayin LaRosa LaKim Zulosko, that nobody saw it, only Kodesh Baruch Hu saw it. But all the Tovus and the Chomis, only about the Moisa Mashiach. So the Moran, this Pshat is the Pligi de Shmuel, Dinzuch and Shmuel. Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel learns, Ein ben Olam HaZeh L'Moisa Mashiach. Then even later when Mashiach will come in Mitzvah Hashem, there's not going to be any difference in the lifestyle. Everything will be the same way. Elo Shibud Malchus Bavad. Just there won't be any more Goyim going connected us. As Mashiach will beat over all the Goyim, and there won't be any Shibud Malchus. But regular life standard will live the exact same way.
from the source, all the Nevi'im said, there'll be tremendous things that the trees will give off golden payrus, the Navi says, that's also not talking about Yemais HaMashiach. That's talking about Olam Haba could be.
So this last memory that said that Nevi'im didn't speak about Olam Haba, that's Mechulak and Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, the Nevi'im were talking about Olam Haba. Because Yemais HaMashiach will be the exact same way we're living now. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lo Yechtel Evyim Mekerav Horetz. I'll never be on this world that there won't be poor people. But the Nevi'im say that there'll be a man when the trees are going to give off golden pears. So how could there be a poor person then? Never mind, that's not talking about Yemais HaMashiach. That's that Shmuel's pshat. These words, you always say, we'll have to wait till Mashiach comes and then. Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Om Rabbi Yechim. Kol HaNevi'im, Kulom Lenesnabu, El Lebali Tshuva. He only spoke about the Deschar of Baal Tshuva again. Abba Tzadikim Gemurim. A tzaddik that never did a chet from the beginning, that's a bigger madrega. Ayin l'rosa, nobody ever saw that tzchar, or l'kin l'osa, only the Yevishter. That's one midah. But more, plinkin l'rabavua, he dings l'chan l'rabavua, the v'yechan dings l'chan l'rabavua. Yom l'rabavua, mokim shabal l'tshuva in dim, it's the place in Shemayim l'bal l'tshuva in sin, that tzaddikim gemurim ain't the mindim. That tzaddikim gemurim can't get to that place. I mean, somebody that went through doing chatoim first, went through nesoyim, and then it became about tshuva, that's a bigger madrega, then tzaddikim never did chatoim at all. Shenema, sholem, sholem, l'rochet, u'lakorim. So that means l'rochet reisha, first he was a rochet, v'hodel l'korim, then he's a korim. So mashm l'korim is a bigger madrega. So these are shred, two madregas, two machlekes in it. Trashi rochet, she rochet, kol yomiv min avera, dayno tzaddik mi korim. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says, no, omaloch, my rochet, what does rochet mean? She rochet, midvar avera mi korim. The Yechon says that Tzadik Gomer is a bigger madrega. So what does Rochet mean? He never did an Aver at all. Or my Korah, Shari Korah of a Dvar Averim. That means not that he did the Dvar Averim. The Tzadik just was Korah. He had the type of duty of Dvar Averim. But it's Rochet Yemenu. But he went away and didn't do it. That's a Tzadik Gomer, that's a bigger madrega. So the more, Nesrachet Yemenu Hashtah. Hashtah, my Ayin Lerosa, what does it mean? Am Yerushua Ben Levi. According to this Pshat, what does it mean? Ayin l'rosa. We're going now in Baal Tshuva. Sigma doesn't pass this trap now in Baal Tshuva. Doesn't about say nobody ever saw him. So what's the pasuk saying? No, ayin l'rosa. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ze yain hamishumar, the anov of mishesh shemei breishis. Because Baruch Hu set aside special grapes. They made wine from Sheshish Mebreshis. Bosh, that's for the Suda, Yavais HaMashiach. Rabbi Shmuel Banachmeni Yoma, Ze Eidim. That's Eidim. Shloshota Bo'ayin, Koberian. Nobody ever saw the tremendous place of Eidim. So, Mor Hashem, maybe you could say, Odom Arishin, Heichen Hoya, where was Odom? It says he was in Gan Eidim. Akur, he was there. And the Mor began, he was only in Gan, not in Eidim. The Shema Toim, maybe you say, who Gan, who Eden? It's the same place, Gan Eden. So if Adam was in Gan, he was made in Osom, Talmud Loimeno, Veno Yoitzim Meyedin, Lahashka Tetha Gan, Gan Lechud, Veyedin Lechud. Adam Rishon was only in the Gan. But in Eden, that place is Mufcha, Fasadikim, Merlem Abor, that nobody ever saw. Tana Rabbonin, Maise Shecholo Benoi Shrob Gamliel. The Gamliel's son got sick. Is Shogash Nei Tamid Chomim Eitzel Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. He sent two Tamid Chomim to go to Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. Levakish Alav Rachman. Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa should be Mispalo for them. We had before in a Chove Shemata Sassu Beis Asurim. If you're trapped, Amo, you can't help yourself. Then you know we should go ask somebody else to daven for you. So for your own son, there's also an Indian to ask somebody else to daven for you. So he sent Eitzel Rabbi Chanina Ben Doisa. Kivan Shiro, he said, Masumar Chanina Ben Doisa saw them coming to him. All he knew what they're coming for. All Laliyah, he went up to his attic. Ovikesh Olav Rachman, and he davened for the son, for Rabbi Gamliel's son. Viridosta, when he came down, Omalehem, he told the Tamidim, Luchu, go back home. Shechotosecham, Ishno, the sickness, the fever went down. The son is all right. Omaloy, Omuloy, so Tamidim asked him, yes, I'm Tamidim Bendaisa, Luchinovi Yatva, you a Novi, how do you know that the son got well? I learned it from the Mishnah. From my Rebbe. They want im shkurat philosophy theme. If when I daven, the tefillah comes out very fluently from my mouth. Yerdei ani shumakuvum.
I know the Eibush is mekabel my tefila and avad is meliv. The yimlav, the tefila doesn't come out good. Yodei ani shum aturuf, as the tefila is not listened, and mele he'll be amazed. So the Gemara, Yoshvu, the two Tamidim Chachamim, sat down right now. The Kotzel, they wrote down. The Chivna was to show. They wrote down the exact second when the Chnina ben Doisa said that the kid is okay. It's 11:35. Then the Gishaboy, Yitzel, and Gamliel, they went back Kotzel and Gamliel. Omalehem, they told them who avoided. They told them the Maisa what happened. That exactly at 11:35, the Chnina ben Doisa said the child is better. So the Gemara Havoid Lo Chasartim Lo Hesartim was Mama Bediyuk, exactly 11:35, not a minute earlier, not a minute later, was he got better. That was the Maaseh of Chanina ben Doisa. So the Gemara, Lo Chasartim Lo Hesartim Elakach Chaya Maaseh. He said the Rabbi Gamliel told him exactly that time happened. Yosef Shor. At that time, 11:35, Chotzos the fever went down, and he got better. Yeshur lono mayim lishtoitz, and he asked us to drink, he asked for water to drink. More of a shuv mice, another mice happened, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. Sholach luma teres Rabbi Yechidim et Zakei. Zecholah benoish Rabbi Yechidim et Zakei. He says, Rabbi's son got sick. Oh my loy. So the Rabbi Yechidim et Zakei told Chanina b'ni, Chanina was a Talmud. So Chanina b'ni, Chanina my son, Bikish shalav rachman, please be mespalo for my son. The yichy and he should live. And what did Chanina ben Doisa do? Is henichay roisha ben Berkeley put his head between his knee, between his legs. Well, Bikish shalav rachman, he davened very strong, very hard. The choye and the kid lived. Om Rabbi Yechidim ben Zaki, Yechidim ben Zaki said over, il mole, hetiach ben Zaki, if me myself, Yechidim ben Zaki, would have put Es Roshoi, Ben Birker, or put my head between my knees, Kola Yam Kulo Hayamashikim Olov. The Abish wouldn't listen to me. My tefillah wouldn't be Makubum. Mashenki now the Khanina Ben Daisa, you daven for me, Yamakatoiv, like your tefillah help with the Mel Yatzer, Akash Rabbah should listen to you. Omula Yishtoi, so his wife got heard what's going on. The Chichanina, God of the Mecha, the Kuru Yoda Rosh Yeshiva. How come you talk about this about your Talmud? Chush meant to say, if he's such a great Talmud, make him the Rosh Yeshiva then. Now that you're the Rosh Yeshiva, how could you say that your Talmud is so great? If you were the Davin, Hashem wouldn't have listened to. But now that the Talmud Davin listened to him, interesting, that tomorrow, oh my Lord, Lav Nain, Avada, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm the greater person, Avada. Elohu doyma ke'evad of Ne'amelech. He, Rav Chanina ben Doisa, is like an Evad of Ne'amelech. Vani doyma ke'sal of Ne'amelech. I'm like a prince that comes into the Melech. It's a difference. If you're a servant to the Melech, a servant comes in whenever you want. He's allowed to come and he serves the Melech. So any time Chanina ben Doisa sounds a daven, right away, of course, Rachel listens to him. Rashid Rechel Mazak was like a sar. A sar has appointments. You want to come to the king, you have to get an appointment. Maybe right now, if that's the time, my tefillah will be mekubel. But Rashi, Ke'eved, Rashi ben Bayis, he's like a ben Bayis by the Yevishto. Nichnas b'yotze b'loy reshut. Kisalaf ne'a melech, she'en a rogel level of honor. The Chud is a pshat of the Chassidish of a Rebbe. A Rebbe, somebody that's Isaac and Avodah and Tfilah and Tomid, he's like an Evel of Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like an Inga to go to ask him all a bracha from a Rebbe. Hashem can a God Lador, Rosh Hashiva is a little different Madrega. It's a Madrega from a Sar. For it's not such a Madrega, he could be an Evel of Nei HaMelech.
It should be a small Rebbe then. Small Rebbe is better maybe.
Whatever it is. The Yomer Rabchia Barabba. Omer Rab Yechinen. Al Yispal Lodem El Ababayi Shiyesh Shom Chalonis. As we had before. She's always down in the shul or in a house, even your own house, a room that has windows. Shinemar, and Danila said, Zechavin Sichon Lei, Baalisei, Yerushal, Neged Yerushalayim. He was Zechavin the Pizchet to look upstairs, like look in Shemayim, and he had his face towards Yerushalayim. Just two shot and what's the mile having windows? Rashi says here, Chalonis Rashi Shigormim Loi. If you look out the window, Shechavim Liboi, Shumasakal Kapish Shemayim Liboi Nichna.
What she means, you have high windows on the roof, so you look up, you'll see the Shemayim, that'll make you have Achno, you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the mirror, Yad HaPshotim says, the Pasuk Mashu Neged Yishlayim means that we have before you're supposed to face towards Yishlayim. So if you have windows, you could look outside Mamish towards Yerushalayim, you could picture it more as if you look in Mamish at Yerushalayim. Amr Rav Kana, Chotzef Alay, means it's a big chutzpah, man the master the bigsa. If you're diving in the valley, stand outside in the street, it's not nice. The Amr Rav Kana, Chotzef Alay, man the meforish chatoi. Somebody says out his chatoim that he did, it's also a chutzpah, it's not a nice thing. Shenamin the pasuk says, Ashrei nesuyei tesha kisuyei chato. Even though you did chatoim, you're supposed to ask tshuva, but keep it kisuyei chatoim, keep your chet for yourself. The Amar Parashim say, oh, it depends. If it's a chet for nothing, the chaveroi, that you have to ask kin mechila, so about you have to go and tell him you did the chet, you ask him for mechila. But if it's a chet, you stand in between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, stand, be mevakish mechila from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but there's no way you tell it over, tell it to other people. Shrashi demasi v'biksa, v'dikok shekishu b'mokim tzniyus. If you're in a private place, like in your house or in a shul, not in the vik, in the valley, the open valley, is chalala v'emes melech liba nishpar. If you dive in the mokim tznua, there you could have more kavonim. If you dive in open in the middle of the street, you can't have kavonim there. Because there's a chutz for dive out in the middle of the street. Chazan lechaynim. Look,